office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Passage of scripture, we want you to notice Matthew 13th chapter and the 12th verse. Yes, also sir. Matthew the 25th chapter, and we'll read the 28th and 29th verses.
My Lord.
Use it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
This message definitely can and will apply to all of us. Use it or lose it.
Yes,
because once again, you got to notice the scripture word. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had. Use it or lose it. Now every man and every woman definitely will have some kind of gift. Everybody has a talent. It's one thing that the Lord has done with all of us. He has given every man a talent. The Lord has given each one of us power through his name. He's given all of us something to work with. And these gifts and talents that the Lord has given us, they will do two things. They will either increase or decrease. And I'd like to tell you how your talent increases. A talent increases according to the way you use it. When we use our talents for the Lord, they increase. And when we fail to use our talent, they decrease. Is that right? And this is not just true only with spiritual talents, but physically so, our gifts can increase or decrease. And I would like to not only look at the spiritual world, but I'd like to look at the physical world also, because they both apply to all of us tonight. Physically, any material thing, when used with care, will last longer than if not used at all. Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I'd like to use an example here. I told you last night that everybody here was not born right in Memphis. Some of us came from the same place that I came from the rural, out in the country. And more than y'all can say amen to that. Well, those of us who are familiar with the rural and the farm know about the turning plow. Oh, come on. Yes, you do. Now, a turning ply is something that you ply with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that old turning ply, while in use,
yeah,
that blade was just as pretty and shiny.
Yeah.
But if you would set it up for a few days, it would rust on you. So you had to use it or lose it. Is that right? And not only that, but a dwelling house. I don't know whether you have ever noticed this or not, but a dwelling house, a house that we live in. Now, a house that we live in will deteriorate more rapidly when vacant than when occupied by an average tenant. And notice I said an average tenant, because the wrong person in your house will tear it up anyhow. Mind to buy a new home up in the, you know, the other area they call it. And he left his old house to go to his new house. And he said, well, I'm not going to get in a hurry in selling the house, the old house, or renting it. I'll just take my time. And he just kept putting it off and putting it off. And that house just kept going down, down, down. Windows began to fall out. And the paint began to peel off.
Yeah.
Eventually, the house began to leak.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's something strange about that.
Yeah.
A house occupied will just last longer than a house unoccupied.
Yeah.
So the house will tell us, use me or lose me.
Yeah.
I want to do a half a witness. Driven by an average driver will last longer than an automobile not driven at all. Now notice I have to keep on putting this average driver, because you can put one of these fools in a car. I don't care what they come out, a Rolls Royce will last forever. It depends on who's driving. Is that right?
Yeah.
You put the wrong person behind the wheel, and a train won't last. But an average driver driving an automobile, that car, will last longer than a car sitting up. I experienced that. I remember when I was first called to the United States Army, and I had an old car there, my first car. And I really admired that car. And, you know, I guess people should, the neighbors should talk about it. Now, you all not, you think that car is just everything. But you see, they didn't know how long I had walked. And that's the reason now, I don't, if people, you know, people talk about sometimes, well, all those preachers do just ride in Cadillacs. And I told them at my church, I said, if you all knew how long I walked and how far we used to have to walk and how hot it was and how many holes my shoes had, you all would just hush and go buy me another Cadillac. Went to the army, I had an old car, and my brother said, now listen, you ought to, you know, leave the car out so it can be driven and it will, you know, be in good shape when you get back on your first leave. But, you know, I was a little selfish. I said, no, I'm going to put my car up, and when I come back, it still will be in good shape. And I parked the car and locked it up, gave my dad keys and said, I don't want nobody bothering my car. And when I got back several months later, rushed on back, give him a key. So the car told me, use me or lose me. Human body is somewhat like that. Is that right? The human body is somewhat like that. The human body must be used, its strength is gained or retained. Strength unused becomes weakness. The man who does not work loses the ability and desire to work. Is that right? Any person who always doesn't work soon loses the intention and desire to work. Is that right? That's when you have so many lazy folks. A good way not to want to work is to stop work. This can apply to all of the members of the body. Is that right? The failure to use one of your fingers eventually will make that finger become paralyzed. Once again, back to the Army uniform, there was a boy who was in the same company I was in, and he said, well, Daniel, I believe I'm smarter than you all are. I said, well, maybe you are. He said, I'm not going to fall out every morning in this snow. So you watch what I tell you. I'm going to figure me a way out. I said, well, I'm just going to fall out. I'm not going to try to buck the whole Army. And one morning we were coming downstairs and he deliberately fell downstairs on purpose. You ever see somebody just deliberately just fell over? And he didn't hurt himself, but he played like he was hurt. He got up hopping. I said, what you doing, man? He said, you watch me. And he just started hopping. You know, everywhere you would see him, he was hopping. He went to sick call, of course. They put him on light duty, and he didn't have to go out like others. He'd see me and wink his eye. I said, boy, you better start walking. I said, you know, that leg. He said, oh, man, I know what I'm doing. As long as I can stay out of this snow, I'm smart. And he just kept, and pretty soon, it was time for us to start clearing, getting ready to come back on this side of the water, they call it. Back to the United States. And you know, he started after he found out he was getting short, we would call it when you get ready to go home, some of you old veterans know getting short. He decided then it was time to start using his leg, and his leg had actually paralyzed. Matter of fact, it had gotten so stiff he couldn't even bend it. He had to hop for a long, I don't know whether really his leg ever really got straightened out. So I'm here to tell you, you have to use it or lose it. Is that right? As we look at the spiritual life, the failure to use your spiritual faculties will result in the loss of them. Is that right? The failure to pray will result in the loss of your desire to pray. Or your desire to pray. There are a lot of people who used to pray, but do not want to pray now. Because the Lord started blessing them and they stopped praying. And now they don't even have a desire to pray. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of folk used to get happy in the church. But they stopped. They stopped shouting in church because of education and because of who they got acquainted with. And now they try to get happy and can't get happy.